I remember a scene from that great movie, Jesus of Nazareth. It's not an ordinary movie, it's a six-part mini-series that was on TV about almost 50 years ago, 1977. Anyway, early on in the movie, there's this scene from The Visitation. Elizabeth is talking with her young cousin, the Virgin Mary, and Elizabeth says to her, when you get back to Nazareth, tell Joseph what you have seen and heard, what you know, that the Lord God gives life where no life is possible. And one life shall be the Son of God, and the other shall be his prophet. Go, tell all this to Joseph. And in the scene, Mary's nervous response is, but will he believe me? Will he believe me? And Elizabeth says very calmly, God will open his heart. And then the scene cuts suddenly to Nazareth, and we see Joseph looking at his back, he's shaking his head, and he turns around and he says, that's too much for any man to believe. It's his first reaction. And Mary comes back with a brilliant reply. She says, but you're not any man. You too are chosen. Anyway, that's the movie. If you've ever seen Jesus of Nazareth, you might remember it, or you can watch it again. It's a scene that takes us back to today's gospel. This gospel is this crucial moment when Joseph learns about Mary's pregnancy. He has to face something new and completely unexpected, something which is, humanly speaking, impossible to believe. And it's fitting that we turn to Joseph now. I mean, here we are in the final days of Advent, and we face a mystery, we face a miracle, which is, humanly speaking, seemingly impossible to believe. We've had 3 full weeks of preparation now, preparation for the coming of the Lord. We've prayed, we've reflected on the Word of God, we've gone to confession, I hope. We've entered into the joyful anticipation of this season. At the same time, it's also a very busy time, right? It's full of activity, full of traffic, full of shopping, full of Christmas parties, gift giving. And so now we arrive at the 4th Sunday of Advent, and we pause for a few minutes to reflect. Do we believe? Do we believe what has been revealed in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary? Now, before we turn to St. Joseph's response, let's step back for a moment and look at what God was doing. God, long before Joseph faced this crisis moment, God was already working out a wonderful plan for our salvation. Sometime back in the 7th century before Christ, God gave to the prophet Isaiah an insight into this plan. And we heard the most famous prophecy of Isaiah in today's first reading, the promise of a virgin who will bear a son and will name him Emmanuel. Symbolic name meaning God is with us. God is with us. So through Isaiah the prophet, God already promised to be with us somehow through a virgin birth. What did that prophecy mean? Who could understand it? Probably anyone who heard it in Isaiah's time would have figured that Isaiah was talking about a virgin who would later marry and then have a son in the usual way. No one would have thought that he meant a virgin who would give birth while remaining a virgin. Who could have thought of such a thing? Who could believe it? Only when the Virgin Mary becomes pregnant through the power of the Holy Spirit did this prophecy come true. God planned it this way. He foretold it. He prepared the way. He did it. Of course, he asked the consent of Mary first in the Annunciation. But in the case of Joseph, her husband, her betrothed, God didn't ask him first. Joseph finds out after the fact that Mary is already pregnant. And the Bible doesn't tell us how he found out, if Mary told him herself, or if someone else told him, or if he just noticed that she was pregnant. We don't know. In the movie that I mentioned, Mary tells him, and he says, that's too much for any man to believe. Joseph doesn't tell us about, the Bible doesn't tell us about Joseph's response either. We can imagine that he was absolutely stunned, that he was overcome, he was shocked, he was in grief. What the Bible does tell us is a verse I just read, Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, a just man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Actually, Joseph's response comes in two stages, as we know. First, what he did before the angel came to him in the dream, and then what he did after the angel gave him the message. A stage of darkness, and then a stage of light. A stage of not knowing the will of God, and then knowing the will of God. And this is valuable for us to reflect on, because we ourselves face times of darkness and light. There are times when we don't really know what God is asking of us, and then there are times when we do know what God is asking, and it's a challenge. We know the basics, of course. We know what to do most of the time. We know that we should not lie or steal or kill or commit adultery. But new circumstances come up, and we're not sure what to do. Well, St. Joseph can help us handle these troubling situations. Okay, so first of all, first stage, Joseph did not know at first that Mary's pregnancy was part of the fulfillment of God's plan. So what does he do? Well, after the initial shock, he thought about it, he prayed about it, perhaps he consulted others what to do, and he made the best decision he could. He decided not to go through with the marriage. According to this translation, he decided to divorce her quietly. Divorce is perhaps not the best translation here, because divorce means something different to us. Maybe it would be better to say he decided to dismiss her quietly or send her off quietly. The reason why I'm concerned about using this word divorce is because some people have used this or tried to use this passage as a justification for the legalization of divorce. It's not at all the same. It's not at all the same. Joseph and Mary were betrothed. They were legally considered husband and wife, but they were not actually living together yet. Their marriage had not yet begun. So Joseph's decision is not to end an existing marriage, which is what we mean by divorce. That's not what he was doing. His decision was to not go forward with the marriage. It was more like, in modern terms, breaking off an engagement. Anyway, in this decision Joseph makes, he is both just and merciful. He's a just man, and in his just sense of justice and following the law, he knows he cannot marry a woman who's pregnant. And he's not the father, but he's also merciful because he decides on a quiet separation, not to expose Mary's shame, or to expose her to shame, not to expose her to the legal consequences, which at times could even mean that she would be stoned to death. It's not a perfect solution, but it's the best he can come up with. And he makes his decision. Okay, that's stage one. This is where God intervenes. He gives Joseph some light in the dream. He gives him some new and vital information. He reveals that this pregnancy is, in fact, part of his plan for our salvation, that this is the work of the Holy Spirit. And this child will save his people from their sins. That's why he gets the name Jesus. God saves. So we see here, Joseph discovers here, just what Mary said in the movie. You're not any man. You too are chosen. Joseph is chosen, and he's given this special calling. Now what will he do? Now we go to stage two. Now that he has something new, now what does he do? It's not surprising that in stage one, he decided to separate from Mary. He couldn't marry her. But the bigger surprise is how quickly and how completely he changed his mind overnight, with complete determination, with the peace of heart that comes with making a yes to God, a firm yes to the will of God. No matter what the circumstances are, no matter what anyone will think about it, this is it. This is what I'm going to do. That's Joseph. So it says here, when Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded and took his wife into his home. He welcomed Mary, which is how he welcomed Jesus, her son, which is how he welcomed the will of God. Now, this is a good instruction for us, or a good example for us, because this experience of Joseph tells us the importance of making decisions. Decisions which are always submitted to the will of God. Decisions which we are ready to change if God reveals something different to us, or when he teaches us more about what he wants. Now, in ordinary circumstances, we know how to do the will of God. Follow the commandments, do what is right, do what is just, do what is merciful. But when we're not sure, when it's not clear to us what is the will of God, we seek good advice from wise people, we think it over, we pray, and then we make the best decision we can, like Joseph did. It's not good to sit too long in indecision. To be stuck in indecision, that's not good, because that can be a way of saying no to God. I won't decide. That's what King Ahaz did in the first reading, right? He said, no, I won't ask the Lord for a sign. He didn't want to know the will of God and submit to it. So he said, no, I won't ask. No, that's not the right way. Now, we don't usually have visions and dreams, but sometimes God does break in and give us new light, maybe in an extraordinary way, but more often maybe in a conversation or in coming to a mass or something we hear on the radio or something. God breaks in and gives us new information about what his will is. And then the question is, once we know what God wants, then what will we do? Now, the right thing to do, clearly, is to do the will of God, to do it quickly, to do it with firm determination, like Joseph. Make good decisions. This is crucial to being a disciple. No one gets to heaven without making decisions for God. We can't just wait. We have to decide to follow God and not waste time. And at this stage in Advent, it's clearer than ever, right? The right decision now is to welcome Mary into our hearts. Because when we welcome her son Jesus. When we welcome Jesus, the son of Mary, we welcome the will of God into our life. He is Emmanuel. He is God is with us. But are we with God is the question. God is with us. Are we with God? Mary's question in the movie comes back to mind. Will he believe me? Will he believe me? Advent asks us this question. Will we believe her? Will we believe that her son is the Son of God, the Savior who will set us free from sin? God is with us, Emmanuel, but are we with God? We are if we decide to be with him, as St. Joseph did. We are with God if we welcome Mary, if we welcome her son, if we welcome the will of God. That's the key to being prepared for the coming of the Lord. The psalm response that we sang a moment ago is a beautiful concluding thought, a concluding decision. Let the Lord enter. He is the King of glory. Let the Lord enter. Make that decision. Lord, come. Enter into my life. You're the King of glory. I want you to be the King of my life. With the intercession and the example of St. Joseph, we can do that and have a fruitful Advent and a joyful Christmas.